Technology. Computer hijacking. God. Why should you fear these things? Next on Beastnet.
We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are Beastnet Radio.
So that, like...
Hello world, this is Slick Zero, your host. With me today for episode 3-5 of Beastnet Radio is Morbid.
Yo.
D-Mad.
Hello.
And Silent Slade.
Hey.
I bet I fooled you two, didn't I?
You switched the order.
I switched the order.
So? What?
I can't fool you, anyway. we can have multiple sections to the show. We are always interested in ideas for other sections, hopefully some that can be filled with content effortlessly, like the news.
Ten news,
yes. If you have an idea, send it over to Beastnet at beastnetradio.net. Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is...
encouraged.
That's right, and that's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, beastnetradio.net.
That's right. Spread it like venereal disease. All right. I'm moving on.
No. That email we got. Is that an email or is that a news thing?
That's hard. I'll say save it for the news section.
Okay. Yeah. In other words, we have no email this week.
Sweet.
Everybody love this.
Showing.
So we'll just go on to the first section, which is the last section as well. That begins the news section of Beastnet Radio. In this section, we will be discussing news from this past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other news we find relevant to the general idea of hacking. We try to vary our sources, so you may hear something on the show that you may not have heard elsewhere. Also, if you would like to be a Beastnet correspondent, simply send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest. It can be anything from reading and commenting on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack. And the first piece of news we got for you is American owns up to hijacking PCs.
Huh? Cool.
A 20-year-old American has admitted hijacking thousands of computers and using them to send out spam.
No, not a hijacker.
Well, at least they didn't call
like
him a
terrorist.
At least they didn't call him a hacker, but that fucker should go to jail.
That's a first.
Oh, wait. Isn't he a terrorist?
Some would consider him. I mean, people who don't know anything about computers would consider
spam,
him a terrorist.
Yes, that makes him a terrorist.
but he
terrorizes my computer screen.
He terrorizes my Pen 15 size, man.
I was just going to say he hijacks.
What about the V1 Agra?
He's trying to harm.
He's trying to force V1 Agra down your throat, man.
Oh. Yeah. They're just as pesky as real.
It's like telemarketers that don't shut up.
Do they ever?
You can't hang up on them.
Why can't
you?
You
can delete them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you can.
And you can filter them, and then you can
report
them.
So you just ask to be there on their do not call list, and they
call
don't
your cell
phone
instead.
Anymore.
Oh no. Here's what happens with spammers: when you get put on their do not call list, it's like, oh, I'll just tell all my friends. And continue to do it anyway.
Yep.
Which is how their spam lists work.
But just regular telephone advertising. It works like a charm. Hi, I'd like to sell you... excuse me. Before you start wasting your breath, I'd like to be put on your do not call list, please. They hang up on you. They do so fast. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
I love that. And actually, well, I actually tend to do that. It's like, hello, hi, please don't waste your breath. I would like to be put on your do not call list. Done.
All right, hold on, guys.
Hung up on. bear it with you.
Uh-oh, what's... All right. Where's he going?
What else we got?
He's gonna telemarket us.
Anyway, well, Google defies U.S. over search data. The internet search engine Google is resisting efforts by the U.S. Department of Justice to force it to hand over data about what people are looking for.
So Google's a bit saying, damn the man, save the empire?
Surprisingly, yes. You would think, I mean, in the past, Google has done lots of stuff to make governments happy. I mean, look at the whole Chinese thing.
Yeah.
Maybe, but, yeah, they're like
financial backing behind them.
Google's like, yeah, we data mine, but we're not going to give you our results, you know? That's just, that's a good thing, I guess. Good thing coming out of Google.
Well, they are American-based, so privacy issues, I don't know.
I don't know, but whatever it is, let's see, the department wants the data to try to show in court it has the right approach to enforcing an online pornography law. It says the order will not violate personal privacy, but Google says it is too broad and threatens trade secrets. It's kind of interesting. Privacy groups say any sample could reveal the identities of Google users indirectly, and they say the demand is a worrying precedent because the government also wants to make more use of the internet data for fighting crime and terrorism. However, the DOJ has said that several of Google's main competitors have already complied. So do not use MSN. Do not use A9 or whatever that bullshit is.
AltaVista.
Yeah. I would use Google.
Yeah, if Google ain't giving it up.
Use Google. I'm actually saying use Google. Don't use Yahoo.
No, man.
Google's like the girl who won't give it up on the first, second, or third date. And for once, that's a good thing.
Unfortunately, though, the government will use rupees, and we will be fucked at that point.
That is true. Now, Slade, do you have some news?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. Go away. Look over there. Yeah, over the version.
Over where? No, I'm looking behind me. Shiny? I see some foam on the wall.
Shiny? What?
Shiny, yes. Awesome. No, I'm just kidding. I have news.
Excellent.
It's about them said feds, though.
Said feds? What are said feds?
I don't know. Said feds who want to steal, like, the life out of Google.
Oh, those feds.
Yeah, so I don't know if you said this already in the, like, 13 half seconds I was gone, but the feds want a wiretap backdoor installed in all networking hardware and software.
No, we didn't comment on that.
What? Are they...
Yeah, man.
Are they retarded to security?
They don't care. They want the magic backdoor that does everything. It's retarded. Thanks to the federal government, whatchamacallit. This is an article off of the networking pipeline at TechWeb, which I haven't been to in a while, but, you know, whatever. Pretty much, it's a FCC mandate expanding the Communications Assistance for Law Enforcement Act, or CALEA, and requires that every piece of hardware and software sold include a backdoor. The rule isn't yet final, but once it is, if it is, all vendors will have 18 months to comply.
How many minutes out of box for that first piece of software sold will it take minutes for the backdoor
to
be
exploited?
Circumvented.
Or exploited, for that matter. That is true.
1,337 minutes.
Right.
I think a lot less.
Oh, you guys missed the joke. All right. Anyway.
1,337. Oh, okay.
Lead, dude, lead.
I'm sorry, I'm a little slow on the uptake if it's not spelled out for me.
Anyway, Brad Templeton of the EFF says some router makers already include such backdoors, so your hardware may already be vulnerable.
Such as,
a lot of people don't know this, but there are a lot of default passwords that get through, no matter what your set password is on certain devices.
Well, yeah, that's...
Yeah, well, you know it, but do people listening know it? Some do, some don't. And there are lists online where you can go and get these.
Yeah, that's true.
As a matter of fact, I was looking for Phoenix BIOS passwords more than 10 minutes ago. But yeah, that's beside the point. So if this really happens and goes through, these backdoors will be a requirement on everything.
And that's bullshit right there.
Anyway, yeah, it seems that this freaking government here, I mean, we try to avoid politics, but they're doing a lot of shady stuff. There's an analog hole bill.
A what?
Well, and there's a bill that would, like, impose a secret law, which is kind of like, for analog technology. It's gonna pretty much require almost all analog video devices to implement two technologies called CGMSA and VEIL, or V-E-I-L, I'm sorry.
I don't like that word, VEIL.
Virtual Baby Cam.
VEIL or whatever.
And I'm reading this from what is freedom2tinker.com with dashes in between each word. It seems like
good
some
name.
It's some kind of blog, but it's interesting. Anyway, the writer, or author rather, says, so I emailed the company that sells VEIL and asked for a copy of the specification. I figured I would be able to get it. After all, the bill would make compliance with the VEIL spec mandatory. The spec would, in effect, be part of the law. Surely, I thought, they're not proposing passing a secret law. Surely they're not going to say that the citizenry isn't allowed to know what's in the law that Congress is considering. We're talking about television here, not national security. After some discussion, the company helpfully explained that I could get the spec if I first signed their license agreement. The agreement requires me to A, pay them $10,000, and B, promise not to talk to anybody about what is in the spec. In other words,
ever.
I can know the contents of the bill Congress is debating, but only if I pay $10,000 to a private party, and only if I promise not to tell anybody what is in the bill or engage in public debate about it.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Like, that could be anything, which is not good at all.
Or it could be nothing.
Or
funding.
No.
You know what this is going to lead to? All this crap that's going on now with new tech requiring all these
black projects.
Alright, do you guys know, I know you guys have watched 1984 or read it or something about it.
Yeah.
Do you know the telescreens where the TVs that can see you?
Yeah.
Did you know that Apple patented a telescreen?
Oh, man.
It's called a monitor with a webcam in it.
Right, exactly. So now, shady analog laws, monitors that can see you. Put them together. Put them together. What do you have?
I don't know.
A camera in everybody's house! Woohoo!
Dude, your parents will be able to watch what you're doing when your girlfriend's over.
And you can watch what your parents do.
Oh, that's
wrong, dude.
Well, not if your parents don't have a TV in their bedroom.
Oh, they will.
Wasn't there a recent study that, like, TVs in bedrooms, like, screw with your sex life?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait,
honey, I don't want to do it. The game is on.
Hey, Yankees are a good reason. That's what in between the innings is for.
That's fucked up. So the seventh inning stretch is your only time?
Hello.
Ah, jeez. Yeah, the world's heading to that time.
And to add the creep into the music.
Yeah, it's except it's going to be in like 20. It's going to be 2084 music next, you know?
2084. Yeah, they might have been off by 100 years. Damn typos.
Actually, I think it's going to be sooner. Anyway.
All right, well, I have wiki web news that also ties into the government.
The government.
I think we have a theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a slight theme.
How did this happen? This was in no pre-show discussion at all.
we got lucky.
It works out this way. Or maybe Slate planned it from the beginning. Who knows? Anyway, in Washington, we all know about Wikipedia's recent issues, right?
Yes.
Where, like, everyone's been editing pages, yada, yada, yada.
That was expected, though.
Okay. Congressional staffers have been editing quite a bit lately. Huh? About 1,000 changes have been made from congressional staffers at the United States House of Representatives in the past 6 months to Wikipedia.
Wow, this is another part of the whole 1984 thing.
Kind of. You remember
rewriting history for the victor?
Exactly.
The victor writes the history?
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, and now people in Congress are rewriting history on Wikipedia, which, obviously on the internet, if you delete something, that's gone.
Kind of.
So, kind of like throwing that paper into the fire there? Yeah.
The digital shredder?
Or whatever it was, I don't know. Depends on which version of the movie or, well, the book is. I don't know how the book described it as. I have to read that.
I don't remember. I only read it once.
Go back to it. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. Wikipedia strikes back at it. They block anyone from
government.
Well, from the IP block for the United States House of Representatives.
Oh, nice.
Not really.
Why?
I mean, it's not going to change anything.
They could go home and do it.
That's true.
Yeah, or they can SSH to a military box or and do it. Or they could do anything.
Or they could change their IP.
Right.
They're the government. Come on.
Right. I mean, they
spend all their money on shady stuff.
Yeah, like those new Apple telescreens.
They'll go right into Wikipedia's routers.
Yeah, through the back door.
Exactly. Exactly.
On Wikipedia's wiki firmware. No, sorry. I'm kidding. I'm making this
up now. Wiki woo?
Wiki wiki firm.
All right.
I don't know. I'm making this up. But seriously, that this is going on, and I just wanted to make light of it. Why? I don't know.
Do they
know.
Have some examples?
Of
changes.
What's going on?
Of changes.
I believe you can check the change log at Wikipedia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, there is a log of every change ever made.
I'm saying, do you have any... Does that article that's saying that have any specific changes in there?
None specifically, no. So we don't know what's been changed. Or why.
Anyway.
But, hey, it's been changed, so that's not good either.
I want to get off of the shady government stuff for...
But why?
Do you have more?
No.
Oh, I would have welcomed you to read it. But I would like to get onto some better news, especially for... my wish to destroy the, not the recording industry, but, you know, the middleman that's in the recording industry at the moment, such as the RIAA or whatever there is out there as well. Basically, this website, TuneCore.com, TuneCore, you could get your own music directly on iTunes. You keep all your rights. You own your recordings. You get all the money, no contracts.
Hmm, really?
And the music you created, even cover versions, up for sale on iTunes and Rhapsody without asking for your rights or taking any money from the sale or use of your music.
What's the catch?
And there's
one... Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
Maintenance and storage fee... is $7.98 per album, EP, or single. Delivery, that's an annual fee.
That's cheap.
That's cheap for storage. Delivery fee one time, I guess it's 99 cents per song on each album, EP, or single.
Or, also cheap?
Other stores and services optional, 99 cents each per album, EP, or single. So this is very good. I mean, because say somebody like
Joe Blow.
Let's say me, because I have a home studio. I could easily record shit.
You mean Basenet Radio, right?
Hey, well, no. I think this show should be given away for free.
Yeah.
And I'm... That's in the intro, for God's sake. Anyway.
Not for sale, rent, or eBay?
Right. It's strictly encouraged that it can be given away. Anyhow. Like, say I wanted to record some music, put some thought into lyrics, and what a lot of the bands out there that are sold by, like, through the RIA don't do. And I want to put it online for people to listen to. They have as much of a chance as any other group on iTunes of getting large. And then they could get a manager instead of the production company who, like, is boning all the radio shows and vice versa. FM show channels, you know what I mean. To set up shows and do that kind of thing, and it will be more under the artist's control.
True. And there are some negatives here, though. Like, you gotta understand, if you do choose to do this, one, you're not gonna be on the radio. Not like it matters. No one ever listens to the radio anyway. But that's one.
You're gonna be on a lot of people's iPods, which seems to be taking control of radio at this point.
And God. But yeah, that's another story.
We have to do that one next.
You have to realize, though, there's still a very huge radio segment, which is The Office.
That's true.
Right.
Go to any
streaming radio, though.
Streaming radio is really taken over The Office now.
A lot of businesses have cracked down on that for bandwidth usage, and because it uses up their bandwidth, so a lot of them just stick to radio.
What I think businesses should do, if they're worried about a stream bandwidth, is that they should set up their own server locally and have it so it's multicast, so it wouldn't take bandwidth. Well, I don't know, because if everybody there multicast...
It depends on the institution, how big
it is. It really depends.
It's still huge in the office to have for radios. I know where I work, we have 4 radios, and we don't really have that many. It's not a big place.
Right. Now I know why I was saying that, because if you're using the network's bandwidth, they're not paying for, like, whatever kind of NIC you have in the car. It's using a very small percentage of that. They're worried about paying extra for their... whatever they're tied into, backbone or their ISP, they don't want to get charged extra for that crap. So it makes sense for them to set up their own streaming server, or maybe they could have it as a proxy of another popular stream and have it so everybody connects to that one.
Yeah, but then not everyone has the same preference. I remember dealing with it back in my old IT job, because
they weren't
blocking it, but they were encouraging the use of CDs or radios.
Okay.
The company is paying for your computer. You're supposed to be using them for business,
right?
So don't leech their shit.
Oh yeah. Anyway. But I think this has a lot of potential. And if I put anything interesting up there that I think people will listen to, I'll mention it.
Why not? Yeah.
Anyhow, you kind of very slightly mentioned something about God. The iPod? What?
The God Pod?
Yeah, what's with this God Pod thing? Seriously.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, we did get one piece of email this week, and it's from some weird person called Twism. No idea who that is.
You know what? He's been on this show before.
Yeah, I think he has. Anyway,
even Morbid's confused.
I am confused. 84%? Yeah. Yay. Sorry.
All right, so the subject of this email is, would Jesus use an iPod? WTF?
Okay, first of all, isn't religion and science, which is the basis of technology, like mortal enemies?
Only in southern states.
No, really, though. No, like religion and science are really enemies.
There are holes in science where religion can take place. Now, churchianity is a different thing that you might be thinking about. Organized religion and science don't agree.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, so let's use the government-sanctioned religion.
Government-sanctioned religion. So, you mean cults? Yes, cults and science don't agree.
Government-sanctioned cults is organized religion. Yes, okay.
You mean Scientology.
I don't think anyone would be offended by that. Okay, let's make fun of them.
Oh, you did not just go there. That UFO is going to come, and it's going to drop off my ancestors, and we're going to be happy living together.
I'm not coming out of the closet. Tom Cruise, come out of the closet. I'm not coming out of the closet.
I didn't see that episode.
And John Travolta are in the closet.
Oh, man.
Come out of the closet, Tom Cruise and John Travolta. We're not coming out of the closet. It's okay. No one will be mad. Sorry.
Anybody who didn't see that, I heard about it.
It was funny.
I know what he's referencing, but...
It's funny.
It's not if no... Well, it does sound funny. But
it is funny. You should watch it.
Okay, email it to me.
What is it now that you've
South
mentioned
Park.
It a bazillion times? Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, okay.
All right. For those of us who had no clue what the fuck was going on, but we're laughing anyway. All right, so... Where was I before
the
John
God
Travolta
pod.
Tried hitting me with a fucking UFO?
The God Pod.
God Pod, yes.
God Pod, okay. So this guy seems to think so, and want to know if that makes all of us a sinner or not for not using iPods.
Was he paid off by Apple?
No, he was just scared enough that he wanted us to share in the fear. So... I'm going to tinyurl this for everybody, and you guys can all go check it out at tinyurl.com/BMVFC. That's Bob, Mary, Victor, Frank, and Charlie. And just go ahead to the bottom right-hand link. You should just see a video saying, "Would Jesus use an iPod?" And I don't want to open it here on the show, because Fox wants to kill people if they ever use two...
See, they're using that back door there to just,
To get that VoIPing.
Yeah. To VoIP you.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
He's still there somehow. I cannot hear you at all.
Hello?
Yeah,
I heard that hello, kind of.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. What did you change?
Nothing.
Were you downloading in the world's largest picture again?
No, the world's largest JPEG or whatever it is been stopped, so I can hear you.
Okay.
what part did you not hear?
Everything after you said the that name of that place, of that station.
Yeah, pretty much everything after the URL.
So I can't say anything about that station because the back door in my router is used to stop me from talking.
Yes.
All right.
So. Go check it out. The video is pretty scary. You'll understand what we mean. But if you want to check it out, you can go to themetonline.org. And it's pretty much this man. He's preaching that iPods belong in our life. That belong in our religious life.
I'm a sinner because I like iRiver.
I use the Rio.
Right. See, now we're all blasphemers now. No. What I wanted to say is that the iPod craze got pretty far, all right? Apple's a big manufacturer. Everyone knows what an iPod is pretty much nowadays. But when you start abusing it to further your own religion, isn't that really the sin?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Well, the thing he could probably is trying to do is reach out to the younger folk who are venturing away from religion.
Yeah.
It's marketing, and I just don't think they're doing a good job about it.
Yeah, sell it with iPod.
They could have found a better spokesman for it.
Yeah, like someone who was not wearing priest robes and...
No, I'm not...
Well, he's not wearing priest robes, but... Don't mask, like, religious experience with, like, technology just to bring listeners to the church, because that's just not right. I mean, unless you want a church of people who come, sit down, listen to their iPod, and ignore you for 2 hours. That's one thing. I mean, he doesn't even offer podcast shows for people to listen to.
Wait, wasn't there? Didn't we comment on
his shows?
Didn't we comment a while back about a religious podcast or the Bible?
Right.
Or the you could get the Bible on your iPod.
You can get the Bible podcasted.
Yeah,
or media casted. Sorry, and you can get it like book.
Where are
by
we
book.
Changing the term here?
We're trying to.
Trying to.
Okay.
One listener at a time. Anyway.
So, but, I mean, like, this is ridiculous. You're mentioning the technology, but you really don't seem to understand it in such a way, because you don't offer downloads for people to, like, be saved. Let's put it that way.
Well, he offers... You
he
can't,
offers lots of
do you,
random talking.
You can't download stuff?
There are no downloadable media, as far as I know, as of the moment I'm speaking. If there are by the time he hears this and decides to change it, then that's different.
That's because the power of God will tell him to listen to our show so he knows what we're talking about.
Unfortunately, since I don't think he knows what a media cast is, he probably won't. So, that's the that.
Let's check out his website next week to see if...
Yeah, we should keep this website in our favorite list here. I'm bookmarking it now.
Well, I wouldn't call it a favorite. I'd call
it
more
of a... Let's keep us informed list. I gotta call this one of my all-time favorite laughs, okay? Good?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What else we got going on?
I'm really at 95% of my installation.
Yeah.
Register and documentation.
Woo woo.
Okay, so no god casting going on?
No god casting.
Well, here's something that was on Dig that was kind of interesting. Kind of interesting, just because it's so obvious. Huh? MSNBC actually did this. Well, I guess it's kind of good. They're mainstream.
Oh no, you said another big network. We're going to lose connectivity again.
Uh-oh. Why parents must mind MySpace.
Oh no. They must miss alone.
Here's the thing. The article goes into it goes into this thing. Oh, parents should be watching their MySpace. No. But MySpace.com shouldn't be allowing these kids to say these things.
Because their 14-year-olds are dressing up like sliznuts and saying they're 25.
No. Both the parents and the website, they need to do both of the things. No, the fucking retard kids have to stop posting every single second of their day online. People read this shit, okay? People don't go to your MySpace because they're all your friends. No, there are people who search on there for, like, I don't know what. They're just looking for pictures of boobs or something.
There are also people who go out there to look for innocent young children who they can exploit.
Oh, yeah, that too. I mean, it's just
a bunch of other crazy
shit. It's
very
disturbing.
Going on.
It's just obvious that everybody who looks at your MySpace isn't necessarily your friend.
Right.
So
I mean,
if you post your entire school schedule, your after school schedule,
your cell phone number, your.
Yeah.
You're begging for trouble.
And, hey, look, this
and
is
you
my
more
house.
Or less deserve this crap. Oh, yes. All right.
Here's a link to directions.
Get Google
directions.
Map.
Yeah. So then,
this is the route I take to school in the morning.
If some kid decides to post a directions link on their MySpace,
it links to Google Maps.
And something happens to the kid, are the parents going to sue Google Maps for providing that service?
No,
of course not.
Yeah, they probably would. They'd lose.
They would try.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's called accountability and teaching your children right from wrong.
And I just think there are so many people using the internet, and they're not being taught.
How? The proper?
No, they're not being taught of what the internet is.
You're not considering a listener's license style thing, are you?
They think that going online means, oh, you have AIM on and you're talking and chatting to people.
Yeah, they think what you consider a handle is your screen name.
Right.
Like your AOL screen name.
It's like everything's AOLified now, and it's...
Yeah,
that's
kind
because
of.
Once again, it was the first. It's just like iPod is the first big, every man service.
Yeah, even still, AOL's dying.
Yeah, it's what defined everything.
It's just what most people identified it with.
Exactly, which is why it defined it. Because when you talked about it, that's what the common person knew.
Right, but
and
to,
the common
to a lot
person
of people,
is the largest.
Well, for a lot of people, going online meant IRC or Usenet or, like, well, some people I know were, like, not into the AOL thing or into, like, the Yahoo or the MSN
right
division
right.
clients.
I loved Free ISPs, WorldSpy.
Yeah, even though, come on, WorldSpy, you know what that program was doing in the background.
I loved WorldSpy, though, come on.
You mean SpyNet?
It kept me online and it didn't kick me off, and it charged a whole lot of.
And you were able to download all the MP3s you wanted.
Hey,
overnight.
One day at a time.
I got 6 gigs worth of MP3s pre Napster on a 14.4 modem.
That's sad.
Pre Napster, really?
Pre Napster.
What did you use?
I had a huge favorite places folder of all different websites which had tracks. and I would search through them to the songs I wanted.
Wow. You were the original A9er. You A9'd it all.
I A9'd it all over the place, yeah. Oh, I see a login screen.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. It booted.
So what's your password?
Same one I use for everything.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, no,
all right.
I have like two others now.
Okay. Well, but isn't that interesting? You communicated your password to me, and the listeners don't know what it is.
Exactly.
And even the other two on the line don't.
No.
And maybe I don't. Anyway.
I'm going to have to turn off all the prettiness of this.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ubuntu, some would say, isn't the most pretty anyway.
Well,
but
the graphical effects of
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. You people on MySpace need to stop posting everything.
Is there any BBC robot news?
What?
I don't know. Once you get a browser loaded, you tell us.
Oh, God. It's going to take a while.
All right. So let me move on to another story, because earlier Slick kind of provided us with a cool link for the independent musician who can't afford to join a label on his own and wants to put his music out.
Right.
Let's talk about the music and movie industry now.
Uh-oh.
Not the RIAA, but the MPAA. And who's the biggest independent director you know?
Are we going for Spike? Is he really Spike Lee independent?
I don't know. I don't think he has any
Quentin
major
Tarantino?
Labels.
Oh, I know.
Quentin Tarantino's another good one.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith
is
another one.
We were talking about that before.
I actually completely forgot.
It's cool. It's fine. Kevin Smith is actually releasing Clerks 2.
Oh, yeah.
Soon. Probably at Cannes Film Festival this year. And one thing that's interesting is he's not going to let the MPAA rate the movie. Ever.
Nice. Nice. Fuck them.
He wants to cut them off from rating his movie.
Kevin Smith.
Because he feels that they take away from the experience, because with the label there, people have already these pre-built expectations. And due to the content in Clerks 2, he knows that they'll give him an NC-17 or higher rating.
Damn the man! Save the Empire!
And the sad thing is that there's no nudity, there's no violence in this movie. It's all
like Clerks.
It's all like Clerks, just shit-talking. Anyway. So, I mean, this is really like the first time I think I've seen anyone really in local
stand up.
Stand up to the MPAA and say, fuck you, I don't want you to rate my movie. I'm not gonna submit a copy for you. And it wasn't it like the other day that the MPAA was getting flack because they made copies of a movie that they were told not to, which is their big stance against copying anyway?
I don't know. I did not hear that at all.
You didn't hear that?
No, go into that.
There was a movie. There was a film that was going to be played at Sundance.
Was it good?
Okay.
Doesn't really matter, does it? It was about the MPAA and like the secret members of the MPAA. It was pretty much trash in the MPAA.
Good.
Of course, when it's against them, they're not gonna care.
Right. They're not gonna care. So, a copy was submitted with exclusive rights to it, saying you cannot make a copy of this. This is only for screening. The MPAA decided to make copies for its employees on grounds that it infringed upon their privacy or something like that.
Wow.
But isn't that their stance, that no matter what you do, you're not allowed to make a copy of a film because of copyright issues?
Did they sue them? Did they sue them?
That's still pending. We'll see what's going on with
that. Have the MPAA sue themselves.
That'd be awesome. I want to get a job in the MPAA just so I could do that.
Get a taste of your own bullshit, you bastards.
But
anyway,
here's the problem. The MPAA can turn this around and use it in their favor. They can say, oh, well, we fucked up. Let's fine ourselves and pay the fine. So you should pay them too. We paid.
No, because they don't own the rights to that movie.
Right, no, so they'll find themselves.
No, they won't be able to find themselves because they don't own that movie.
Well, they'll allow this person to find them.
That person.
Pay the person, and then Now they set an example, a precedent for everyone else. It's a double-edged sword.
That's true. It's because they were a douchebag and they shouldn't have touched it in the first place.
That's true, but it's a double-edged sword. They can use it in their favor, too. But you gotta really think about it. I mean, if they're willing to do it, why shouldn't we be allowed to do it?
Because they're a big, huge company that has a lot of money.
Because they are. Because you see, the fines that they paid was using somebody else's money, a fines that somebody else paid. So they had the money anyway. They had that extra money anyway.
Countdown for Nasty Win. Never mind. Nothing new about that.
Well, isn't it great when you just bring up controversy over frivolous little shits?
Yeah. Morbid, you're on enough yet to get news or no?
I'm trying to see if there's anything worth saying. I don't have any of my website. Like, I don't have the favorites anymore here.
All right, fine. I'll do another one.
Damn right you are.
F you. All right.
Keep talking. No, keep talking.
Okay. All right. tinyurl.com/8GWBO, as in body odor. And you'll see this article on the Raw feed called The Invisibility Cloak.
Huh?
That's right.
I've got an ogre slaying knife. It's got a +9 against ogres.
Sorry. It seemed very nerdy.
No. I don't know how legitimate this is, but there seems to be a Russian patent for an invisibility cloak.
Oh, okay.
And this has been on multiple places. I haven't been able to verify the truth on it, but maybe one of our listeners will decide to give it a shot. The Raw feed also had other news stories which I want to bring up. But this one's interesting because it's supposed to be not completely transparent, but it reflects light in such a way when you charge the jacket. And there's someone else who was able in Tokyo.
For lack of a better term for any of the video game aficionados out there, active camouflage, like in Halo.
Similar,
that's what it looks like, yeah.
Or if anyone who's seen the Predator movies.
It's nowhere near as good as that.
Well, I expect it to be better than that right out of the box.
But it is pretty decent. Like, you can actually see, like, the ground and vehicle through the person.
Wait, what's the actual link
but
for
I'm
this?
I'm wondering how it works in the way that the angle you're looking at it displays straight through instead of, like...
Wait, what's the link for this? tinyurl.com/what?
8. G is in George, Walter, Bobby, Orange.
If you see one, I'll tell you if I want one.
8GWBO? Or...
Lily Cloak patented.
Right, and it's in Russia.
I want one.
It's a pretty nifty idea. I can't believe it's true until I see one with my own motherfucking eyes.
Yeah, it looks
or
like...
Or not see one.
It looks
or
like
not
someone...
See one, right.
It looks like someone just took a picture, made it...
Two pictures, and then
made it transparent, and put it over something else.
It's possible, yes. Although the second picture looks really distorted. Again, I don't believe it, but
I only see one picture.
The picture does look kind of weird, because if you look...
I only see one picture.
Well, no. I'm thinking, how out of focus is the truck? Not really much at all, but that's at least 1 feet in the gate. Well, the gate looks kind of in focus, and that could be in the same shot, so... I don't know, I'm trying to use focus to determine, like...
What's wrong with the picture?
Because the person might have been focused on, and they could have made it transparent with whatever. As well as the truck been focused on or on the picture of that, but actually, now I'm looking at the wheel of it, and it does look kind of out of focus. And the back wheel doesn't exist, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, it is, it's through the,
I see now. It's just the tire blends in with the shadow...
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very strange look.
Yeah.
It could so easily be photoshopped.
Oh, yeah.
And because of that, it's very hard to believe. I mean, I disbelieve this very much.
It'd be very cool, but I won't.
All right, well, I have another one from the Raw feed. This is a very interesting site. Let me just bring this up to an URL creator. This is an awesome plugin. If you don't have this, you should totally get this. So you can share links with people. And it's tinyurl.com/Charlie Zebra, Susie, Umbrella, and Jujubee. There we go.
What?
Jay?
Jay.
Okay, good.
I wanted to throw something at you, you know, a little...
Okay, different. Question. About this tiny URL stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it last?
What do you mean by how long does it last? It's, when you... it's permanent.
Aren't they going to run out of them?
Eventually, yes. They'll just add a letter.
Okay.
It won't be so anymore.
Larger URL.
Minimal URL.
That's, I doubt a barrel actually lasts that could, I doubt there's a barrel around that could survive that.
Alright, for some people who have no idea what I'm talking about, this is talking about the Metal Storm, which, if you click on Metal Storm on that link, you'll actually have pictures of. And it's pretty much an artillery piece that you kind of just put down, like a sentry gun. And it's supposed to fire about 40,000 bullets at a time?
240,000.
No,
240,000.
In
a minute?
Nuts.
In a minute, yeah.
There's no barrel that would be able to withstand the heat from that.
Yeah, doing the math, that's about 40,000 bullets a second. 4,000 bullets a second. Something like 4,000 a second. It's nuts.
I like the pup gun that he has. They have in the.
Oh, the advanced individual combat weapon.
Yeah, the pup gun. Yeah, it's kind of a bullpup design.
Right, these are just random, strange military weaponry. Again, this is something that I also find difficult to believe.
Well, they have rates of fire, but they never actually make them. It's just what it can fire if they were capable of it.
Hmm.
Type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it can do this if we actually were able to run it full.
If you find a way to just chug ammo at it indefinitely.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things, probably.
I want to see this dude, like, a person or a house.
I don't want to see her. Are you kidding me? Ouch.
I don't think you'd have time to see.
I don't think you would see. That's exactly the point. Like, you wouldn't see what happens to this person. Because there would be no person if the guy hit by 240,000 bullets. It would just be... goodbye.
Clean up aisle 7.
We lost aisle 7. It kind of vanished in the gunfire.
Clean up aisle. Clean up the store.
Someone get him up. All right. that's all I wanted to get you from the raw feed. It's a very strange place. Interesting, weird shit there.
Seems it.
Alright, what else we got?
Ooh. Load. Mini robots! Dexterous mini robots to aid ops.
Hmm?
Scientists are developing a new generation of dexterous mini robots for use in minimal invasive surgery.
Ooh.
New Scientist magazine reports that several prototypes of the radio controlled robots are being tested in animal models. Yay, fuzzy creatures. they have been used to help perform gallbladder and prostate removal in pig experiments. The University of Nebraska team believed they could potentially revolutionize minimally invasive keyhole surgery. There are several prototypes of the robots, each about 15 millimeters in diameter. One has a camera attached, another is equipped with a needle that can extract a small piece of tissue for a biopsy.
Yeah.
The robot that moves around the abdominal cavity has a spiral on its wheel around its organ surfaces and move around without slipping or damaging tissue.
Cool.
Yeah. Dr. Dmitry Olin. He's one of D-Money's people.
Unpronounceable cough.
One of D-Money's people who invented the robots believes they can make keyhole or laparoscopic surgery easier and better for the patient by requiring smaller and perhaps fewer incisions. And because the robots are so small and dexterous, they give the surgeon a much broader visual field, unlike traditional laparoscopic cameras that are limited to freedom of movement. In tests on a live pig, the robots were inserted through the animal's mouth, and once inside the stomach, surgeons cut a small hole in the stomach wall, which allowed the robot access to the whole abdominal cavity. In the future, a surgeon... from a live biopsy may be able to introduce the robots via the patient's mouth through a small incision in the stomach wall. Stuff like that. Newer versions are being developed to stop internal bleeding by clamping, clotting, and cauterizing internal wounds. That'd be evil. Some concerns are that a move to greater use of robots in surgeries, well, that seems inevitable. However, he was Christopher Eden, a consultant urologist, was concerned that the equipment was expensive and would divert money away from training doctors how to carry out to do the normal laparoscopic procedures. They could be used to carry out complex stuff, but they require lengthy and intensive training.
Yeah, so you have to train the robots. But once you train the robots, you can like reprogram other robots.
My concern with robots is that you are putting surgeons in a position where they are compliant on machines which are expensive, can wear out, and become obsolete.
That's a problem, yes.
There is some skepticism in the UK about the idea that robot surgery is the best thing since sliced bread. But you can always... I love the BBC for that, for stuff like this.
Right, well, I have another robot story off the raw feed.
Yay!
Yeah, it's that place with all the imaginable and unimaginable news. robot that gains self-awareness? I don't know if we've ever covered this before.
The toilet that calls the doctor?
No. It's a robot that gains self-awareness. tinyurl.com/Alfred Bob 6 Orange Apple.
Hold on.
Okay?
No.
Got it?
Alfred?
Alfred Bob 6 Orange Apple. Now, this is... Yeah, I know. I picked the worst ones. This is a robot that gains self-awareness in a lab. They put up a mirror, and what it did was it moved and it followed its own image.
Huh.
So it was aware of where it was by looking at itself.
Yeah, but it says it can also tell the difference between its own image in a mirror and an identical robot mimicking it.
Right, which is awesome.
Wow.
Some people can't even do... Oh, no.
Some people can't
even... That's true.
Yeah, they can't even tell the difference.
We should test the stereo out, but all right. I'm guessing it stops itself and, like, it realizes that if it stops at the other thing doesn't stop yet, then there's something going on. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. It knows what's going on.
Ooh, what is this? I don't like this.
What?
What?
Ooh, I like that. Rearview mirror sports live video. No, parking meter reads plates, calls your cell. It's also from the raw feed. A new self-enforcing parking meter called photoviolation meter from some company, Photoviolation Technology Corp, uses a combination of sensors, photography, and wireless technology to enforce parking rules and help drivers avoid getting towed. The meter accepts coins, also credit cards, smart cards, or phone payments.
Huh.
The meter can record to how long the car is there. Payment stops when the car pulls away. You can give the meter your phone number, and it will notify you in time to remove your car before it gets towed. The meter also takes a picture of car license plates, which are sent to a central computer for reading to record who parked where when. Civil liberty types will have a field day with this feature. Yeah, the meter will be tested beginning in January and rolled out for public use shortly thereafter. Where?
That sucks. It doesn't say.
There's English on the buttons, so that means it can't be used in America because there's only English.
It can't be used in America. You're right. It doesn't have Spanish.
The left side, it points. There's arrows which point to if it's the car in front of it or behind it. It just presses like the vehicle time remaining, and I don't see any other language. There's coins slot and credit card slot.
Now, what if two people have smart cars and park in the same spot?
Confusion! That's really bad. I guess you guys share?
Yeah, but be sure to park in the spot where the meter's not looking at your plate.
True. What about, like, motorcycles?
That's
like,
another thing.
You can park quite a few motorcycles there. I guess it'll be a sign saying cars only, motorcycles get the fuck out.
Or maybe it'll call the cops if there's more than one in one spot.
I'm being abused!
Help me!
Sorry. It's bad. Replacing meter maids with, like, these stupid devices.
That shoot tickets at your car with sticky adhesive.
Oh, that's funny.
But that, I can see little kids playing with it. They put, like, license plates in front of an expired one. They just hold the license plate up and watch it shoot nothing. Until they jack people for
their
plates. Oh,
my God, now you're going to get people who are stealing license plates so they don't get fined.
Or, better yet, you fuck with your neighbor by having him illegally park on every parking spot on the block.
That'd be wrong.
That would be wrong, but it's possible, and no one thinks about these things.
Now, D-Mad, who I guess doesn't want to talk now, is asking, what if there's someone taking up spots?
Then it'll just bitch slap the car. It has a special feature where a boot from, like, Looney Tunes cartoons comes out and kicks the car.
Into the right spot?
Okay, I don't know.
And then it says, thank you for parking your SUV.
Jackass.
Jackass.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Any last articles?
Did we cover all the fear technology? And...
No, I still have one. I have one more piece of fear.
Oh, yay.
Russia to open up a moon base mine.
No!
Yes, by 2020, Russia is planning to open up a rare fuel... to mine rare fuel off the moon. That's right. They want to go to the moon.
How many times?
Like one.
Not
and a
as
half.
Many as you think.
It could be three? Zero for all I know.
Three? What, supposed two or three? Supposedly.
Oh no. D Money's like Dr. Evil has taken over Russia and he's taking over the moon. Wow, that explains quite a lot.
Yeah, I guess it... No, it doesn't.
Excellent.
It doesn't?
No, not really.
Excellent.
For example, the Cold War ended.
Not according to them.
Huh?
I guess they didn't get that memo.
Oh, yeah, well, $1 million is a lot of money in Russia.
But he wasn't Russian. Was he?
No, he was... I don't even remember. Whatever. What about the sound device for fusion?
Ah, yes, that's another good one. Is this... Don't tell me this is also in Russia, because I will laugh that everything's happening. It's a Purdue University in the Russian Academy of Sciences.
I thought so.
Has used sound waves to induce nuclear fusion.
Wait, so China is going to blow themselves up with the artificial sun they're creating, and Russia's right. Making nuclear fusion.
Well, they already have fusion, man.
But enriched uranium is a bitch to get a hold of.
They're making non-weapons grade.
Yes, especially
fusion.
Since they sold it all. They sold all their enriched uranium.
Well, who is that? It's all their fault, dude.
It's not their fault. Their economy went to shit.
Yes, it is. No, I'm sorry.
Alright, so they need an external neutron source, according to a paper on this written on January 27th, so it's very recent, on Physical Review Letters. Okay, and just gonna break through it real quickly. They just want to do it because they said they're really, really fucking cold.
Wait, what?
Just kidding. I'm just making that up.
They really, really want to do this because they're really, really fucking cold.
I'm just making that up. No, I just don't have time to really go through the article right now and explain.
How funny would that be?
But if you want to go read the article yourself, which is like really a good idea, go to tinyurl.com/Adam3PaulAdamBob.
I'm not going to go to that one.
Bob had shit.
That's all right.
You know what I need to watch? Besides lots of anime? Con Air.
Never saw that.
It's a good... No, there's specific reasons. I was listening to Sweet Home Alabama while talking to my dad about Steve Buscemi.
Okay.
Define irony. A bunch of idiots dancing to a song on a plane made famous by a guy who died in a plane crash.
Okay, well, anyway, on those odd notes, that concludes this week's BaseNet Radio. We hope you have enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames... send an email to basenet@basenetradio.net.
If you are listening to this on DDP Hack Radio or on Rant Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. Have a good week.
Hey, shout out to Will.
Goodbye.